Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the beginning of Advent, the end of Pentecost, and this is the transition day as we move into this new season. We still maintain a little bit of that end of the church year tension in our reading. As you hear in Mark chapter 13, his disciples, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, are talking with Jesus on the Mount of Olives, and they're concerned when the temple will be destroyed, because Jesus has just mentioned that there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down when they were looking at the temple, and they're worried what's going to happen. What is Jesus talking about? What are they understanding as far as this coming destruction? Are they thinking short term? Is somebody going to come in and invade like the Assyrians did or the Babylonians did, or maybe the Egyptians were coming or the Philistines? Somebody was coming and destruction was certain. They were worried. What was that going to look like and when would that happen? Jesus then goes on to tell them about the great day of the Lord, not what was going to happen in AD 70 when the Romans came in and destroyed Jerusalem. That was short term compared to what Jesus is talking about. The Advent season is a season often associated with preparation, with being ready for the return of Christ, making things ready for our Christmas celebration, the anniversary that we celebrate Jesus' birth in late December. But it's more than that. It's more than just the decorations and all of the preparations and all of the parties. We know that. We wouldn't be here if we knew, or if we didn't know, that Christmas was more than just the decorations. We wouldn't be coming to church. Christmas or Advent is much more than the preparations for one day celebration. It's a time of waiting, watching, and working. And I mean that in not just the 4 weeks of Advent from today until Christmas. It's more than just those days. It's our whole lives. Our lives of waiting, watching, and working. Since Jesus ascended into heaven and promised he would return, our lives, the human lives, have been lives of waiting, watching, and working. That's what we're doing, in hopeful expectation and in certain confidence that Jesus is going to return. For the disciples and for those first century Christians, that was imminent. There was this thought that because Jesus said this generation will not pass away before all of this happens, they were fully expecting Jesus to come back in their lifetime. My thought is that John, even as he's writing the book of Revelation, is fully expecting Jesus to show up before he dies. The early Christians spent their lives in imminent expectation of Jesus' return. Now here we are, several millennia after, and are we still waiting and watching and working, or are we just, let's just celebrate Christmas. That's enough. Since Jesus' ascension, we have been living in those times that are often referred to as the end times. When people want to know when the end times are, we have been in them since Jesus ascended. That's just laying out the groundwork, right? This isn't some specific time period that we're waiting for. We're in it. When Jesus talks about wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and all of this stuff, that's the way it's been. And it's always going to be that way until he comes back. So are we going to live this Advent season and our lives in ways of waiting, watching, and working that show that imminent expectation of Jesus' return? Or are we going to wait, watch, and work in ways that don't show that at all. Because we can wait around. We know what waiting is, right? We've all waited. What's the longest you ever waited on hold? Some of us wait a long time. Others don't have patience like that. And once they get on hold, they're done. How long, what's the longest line you've ever waited in? Cindy and I, we love to go to Disney World, and sometimes those lines, they're long. We don't wait in lines that are that long. Sometimes you can wait a really long time. And all of that waiting for the ride or for the answer on the phone or anything is usually just spent. We're waiting. Nothing really going on. We're just going to wait. Sometimes it's spent being distracted. Maybe you're reading a book or looking at something on your phone. You're distracted. What kind of waiting? Because there's a couple of different types of waiting. And the waiting that I'm talking about for Advent, the waiting I'm talking about for this these times in which we live is a waiting with excitement. Remember being a kid in Christmas time in December? How excited you were for Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? And all the more decorations went up, the more excitement built. And when parents would go out shopping and the kids would sneak around to try and find their presents. I never did that, by the way. We wait with excitement. That sense of there's something going to happen and it's going to be good. Or do we wait like everybody else does and just get distracted? Nothing's going to happen. Jesus isn't coming back. God's not even real. I'm just going to live my life waiting. See, the waiting that Jesus is talking about is a waiting with excitement. He says, stay awake. He says it three times in that reading. Stay awake. Stay awake. Stay awake. That means don't allow yourself to be lulled into this sense of, well, maybe Jesus isn't coming after all. Well, maybe this whole God thing isn't really anything to speak of anyway. We can be lulled into the sense of complacency, into the sense of well, it's kind of pointless to do all this. So, well, you know, we're just going to forget it all and not worry about it. No, we as God's children, we as those who have been redeemed by Christ, have been forgiven in him, wait with excitement because when he returns, boy, we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. And we're not going to miss Jesus' return, right? It's going to come that the whole world is going to know that he's returned. It's not going to be something that's going to pass by and we're never going to see it. But we wait for it with excitement to greet Savior of the nations. Come. We're excited that Jesus is returning. And we're watching. We're not just waiting, we're watching. See, the thing about waiting and being distracted, and I do this because we all do this, right? We all get distracted by, this is the phone, right? We get distracted. And so our eyes are not watching. Our eyes are watching. Have you ever been walking through some place and been run into by somebody who was looking like this at the airport? Oh my goodness. The airport is terrible for that because people are looking at like their flight information or something and they're walking and they're not walking slowly. They're practically running while they're looking down and they don't have a sense of anybody around them. And I say that because, well, I've never done that. We all do that. There's this watching that isn't really watching. You're not paying attention, and you're going to run into somebody or something. That's always kind of comical. I shouldn't be that way, but it's kind of funny. Jesus is talking about watching, staying awake. The way he sets it up, he says it's like a man who goes on a journey and leaves his his servants in charge of running the household, and the doorkeeper, the one who's going to let people in, better stay awake and watch. Keep your eyes out for that coming of Christ. Keep your eyes out for the return of Jesus. Keep your eyes out for the Emmanuel, the Savior of the nations. Keep your eyes up and looking. If the doorkeeper is sitting on his seat and, you know, his head down like this, he's not going to know. He's not going to pay attention. Through the Holy Spirit, through all of this preparation, we keep our eyes up. Stay focused. Not get distracted by all of the other things. It's a time of waiting and watching and working. Notice the man goes on a journey and he leaves his servants in charge of running the household. He doesn't just leave them and say, eat, drink, and be merry, trash my house, do whatever you want, and when I come back, well, we'll fix it all. No, the servants are there doing the work that they've been set up to do. The doorkeeper is watching. The cook is cooking. The person who's cleaning is cleaning. The one who's keeping the books is keeping the books. Everybody is doing the work that they've been given to do. It's not a time to sit on your hands. Advent is that time of preparation and busyness. But sometimes that busyness can be overwhelming. We can get caught up in the busyness. And not only are we waiting with boredom and distracted by watching something and other than what we should, and here we are with all of this preparation, we're just overwhelmed with all of the things we have to do for everybody all the time. The work becomes a burden. The work becomes oppressive. The work becomes overwhelming. Advent and this time in which we live is a time of waiting and watching and working, doing the things that God has given us to do. Now, Luther talks a lot about vocation. We have different vocations depending on where we are and what time we are doing the things. We have different vocations. Sometimes we're mothers and fathers. Sometimes we're brothers and sisters. Sometimes we're workers out in the forest, or sometimes we're workers out on the boat fishing, or sometimes we're workers doing other things. There are lots of different vocations that we have, each given to us by God, to do the work he's called us to do. So as I always say, we do what we can where we are with what we have when the opportunity arises. We don't sit on our hands. We don't wait for somebody else to do the stuff. We don't sit around and watch and hope that things just happen. We go about the work that we've been given to do. And did you know that the word liturgy roughly translates as the work of the people? So as we come to worship, we're working. We're doing what God has called us to do as his people in this place today. So welcome. Welcome to your job. Welcome to your vocation as a child of God, as a redeemed in Christ. This is what we do. My friend Dave Dahlke always used to say that. We're Christians. This is just what we do. We're not doing anything out of the ordinary. This is just what we do. We serve. We worship. We pray. We praise. We give thanks. We help. We see a neighbor in need, and we do what we can with what we have where we are when the opportunity arises. This season of Advent is a season of waiting and watching and working, but so is our lives. So are our lives. You get the grammar right? It's what we do. And in this joyful time, we can celebrate that. We can look at the waiting and the watching and the working and be joyful about it. See, this is really a special time. And I know you'll hear all sorts of excuses as why December 25th isn't necessarily Jesus' birthday. You can hear all that all you want. People are always going to be naysayers. That doesn't matter. What matters is the waiting and watching and working and celebrating the gifts that God has given us. And we do that. We do that in our many and various vocations, in all of the ways God has called us to do so. We had the wonderful choir singing, using that gift that God has given them. It's a great thing. It's what we do. So I'm looking forward to this season of Advent because it's going to be an exciting one. Not that they're always not exciting or anything, but this one's going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be an interesting learning time, but it's also going to be an experiential and joyful time. We're coming back to soup suppers, everybody. Soup suppers. We've missed them, haven't we? Yeah. It's time. And I know that may seem like small potatoes, but it's exciting. It's joyful. So I look forward to that, and I look forward to that with you as we celebrate our season of Advent. Amen. Now the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and always. Amen.